We are in a brand new month, and with a brand new month, I really sense in my spirit that the Lord has instructed me to teach on how patience produces maturity, or patience produces a strong and a mighty Christian. So many of us, we want to have more of God. We want to get to the place that our prayers are answered. We want to live victorious over tests, trials, and troubles. And so many times we fail to realize that one of the key factors is patience. Now, we're going to look in the book of James for our text beginning this week. James chapter 1, an interesting chapter. James was the brother of Jesus, and he writes in verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this." Well, my friend, we only can count it joy if we know something. We can go through a trial if we know something, if we know that it's going to end in good and not bad, if it's going to end in victory and not destruction. So he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience." Now, a lot of people don't get excited about that, but patience is power. He says, "Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing," lacking nothing. He starts off saying, "My brethren," my brethren. Brethren meant several things here. It meant our brothers and sisters in Christ. It also meant something even more. We all know who Alexander the Great was. It was meant to soldiers who are fighting in the same battle, with the same feelings, with the same desires, and with the same fear. Alexander the Great was the greatest soldier. He really was of his time. That's why they called him the Great. And he was the greatest one that the Greeks knew of. By the age of 18, he conquered the entire Eastern Empire. By 33 years of old, he conquered nearly the entire civilized world of his day, from Europe to the northern end of Africa, Greece, Turkey, Asia, down into India. Special occasions would come where he wanted to give honor, and he would have a ceremony where he would take his brave and hardworking soldiers, and publicly he would call them brethren or brothers. A brother was a true comrade, one who never gives up. He will fight till the finish. He is yoked together for the cause. And so when James, the apostle, is writing to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, he's not only saying we're family, we're the same household of faith, but he's also saying we had the same struggles, we had the same battle, and we are going to fight till the finish. We're going to talk more about patience tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.